This is the Married Man Show with Married Man Jack, divorce guy Warren Taffy, and joining us via satellite link, Jay is in the house. Ooh-ah. This is the Married Man Show, where we answer all your relationship questions, and if we can't answer them, well, you know, we gave it our best shot, so.
Give it the old college try.
That's right.
College. Yeah, this is the Married Man Show with Married Man Jack. Warren Taffy. You sound a little sluggish.
In all fairness to Dale, if you doing it with the lively music in the background, it didn't seem as lethargic on this side. In all fairness to Dale.
So there you go.
So maybe it's just lethargic because I have to look at his face.
That's
and you have the luxury only having to listen to him. I get both. I have to see his face. I can see his attitude. It just wasn't there. You know, I want something peppy, you know, something, and I get Lover's Lament crap.
Well, Jack and I were talking beforehand, and I'll only touch on it for just a little bit, but some of the advertising agencies that are out there, these people...
Careful now.
They used to just smoke marijuana and come up with some pretty, you know, cool ideas. Some pretty, you know, good commercials that you end up either seeing around Super Bowl time or they're just really good ones for the ages. But some of the other ones, they do a half-assed try, and I'll pull out...
Well, can I tell you why? Before you go on, can I tell you why?
All right.
Because who the fuck still watches commercials? All right, carry on.
Pretty much. I mean, but now Dodge comes out with, "We salute the heroes of the Hunger Games." Now, I'm sorry, but there's no fucking Dodges or Ford trucks or Chevy, for that matter, in the fucking Hunger Games. But you're saluting the heroes of a fucking make-believe movie.
Well, I think that's just to sell Dodges to all the tweens out there that are buying Dodge pickup trucks, right?
Whatever.
Mommy,
but
I just saw a Dodge commercial.
You know what? You gave up the marijuana, and now you're smoking crack. So for all the people who are in advertising, put down the crack pipe and go back to marijuana.
But that's just an average. I mean, again, it seems kind of silly. I agree. But, you know, Hunger Games is popular.
The make-believe, whatever. So, anyways.
Jennifer Lawrence, that would make Jennifer Lawrence sad.
Yes. Well, she can't, from what I understand... She's having trouble finding a man that treats her nicely. She goes, "Men are so mean. Men are just,
well,
they always
treat
me so mean."
Well, maybe she's finding the wrong guy.
Exactly. She hasn't found the right guy yet. There's nothing wrong with that.
She hasn't met me. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm sure she's
pretty... Well, Dale, you're taken, so, you know.
Well, this is true, but...
Okay, would it be like an episode of Seinfeld where George goes with... he's engaged, but he goes to see Melissa Torme.
Yeah, Marissa Tomei, yeah.
So Torme.
Oh, yeah. That might
so
be.
if Jennifer Lawrence said, you know, I'm into grumpy, old, big-eared, obnoxious guys who have big, long dumps that last for days, would you go, okay, sorry, I'm going to go out with Jennifer Lawrence? If you were her style, and I'm guessing no, but if you were her, that's my guy. She sees Taff and she goes, "That's my perfect guy." Would you go, you know what?
I would have to take one for the team and go out with her.
But here's the thing. This is a situation. You would end the fantastic relationship you have with Kimmy in the process. That's your choice. You either go for J-Law or you... So, but you don't know what's going to happen, right? You don't know if the relationship's going to be good. Or... You stick around with Kimmy, who you know is a great relationship, then you guys both love each other very much.
You know the relationship's going to be great.
Well,
because,
why can't I have both? Why is it an if or or with you guys?
Because we're in a pretty much still monogamous society.
J-Law wants to have a threesome.
Is your name Brigham Young?
I'm just saying. You know.
That could be offensive to our LDS listeners, so...
What?
Not cool.
What?
Say Brigham Young. Come on.
Brigham Young had many wives.
Mm-hmm.
He did. I'm serious.
I'm just looking out for my friends in Utah, okay?
That's a fact. I love Utah. I have no problem. If you want to have 100 wives, have 100 wives. I don't care. But Brigham Young had a lot of wives. Did he or did he not?
Allegedly.
Allegedly? Or you could be on that guy's sister wives who has four wives. Would that be a better analogy?
I'm just kidding. Move on. Moving on. No, Dale, so that's you don't get to have both. You have to choose. And this is...
Wait. I'm still upset
about the Brigham Young comment.
I want to have both, and I should be able to have
both. I'm still upset about the whole Brigham Young comment being offensive when you had Dell talking for 2 minutes about what he was talking about.
I know, but you said it on air, all right?
All right.
No, I'm saying what Dell said on air.
What?
Oh, that's true.
Not offensive. So, anyways.
Yeah, I don't think Dale said anything offensive so far.
Well, that I can't tell you the other stuff that we were talking about.
No, yeah, that wasn't on air, though. There's a reason why it wasn't on air.
No, Jack will tell you about it later, and I guess, now that I think about it, he was probably right.
You told him.
I heard it.
Remember, we voted, it was 2-1, and you lost.
Yes, that's true. I always lose.
Well, before we get too far into this episode,
I apologize to anyone who's related to Brigham Young.
There you go.
The reason I bring up Brigham Young, too, is they're also BYU, and I'm a San Diego State fan, and even though they're no longer in our conference, they beat us every year, and I'm still bitter.
Fair enough.
I'm not going to lie. I went to like 19 straight Holiday Bowls that had Brigham Young in it.
That's
not
true.
Not Brigham Young himself, but BYU. the
college football team. Okay, so this podcast is brought to you by you, the listener. Become a patron today over at patreon.com/JayandJack. That's right. All of our shows are free now, including The Married Man and a lot of our other shows like The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, which is always free, The Leftovers, which is always free, but shows like Ramblecast, Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy, what else is out there? Sports Talk with Three Super Guys, and Game of Thrones when Game of Thrones comes back for its next season.
Oh, The Walking Dead, those are the two I forgot to mention on the Amazing Race podcast.
And The Walking Dead with Three Super Guys. So all of that is made possible by you, the listener. We currently have over 103 patrons with over 700 and some odd dollars pledged.
I have to correct you. We're down to 102. Jennifer Lawrence just canceled.
Dang it.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I just saw Brigham Young canceled, too, so I apologize.
But, yes, so thank you. And if you'd like to become a patron today, you can over at Patreon. It's patreon.com/JayandJack. Or if you go to jayandjack.com, our website, there's a link there up at the top to click and check it out. And all 103 of our patrons are thanked on that page. All right.
You're going to drop that on the floor. I'm
not going to drop it.
What is he eating an ice cream over there?
He just took the whole mic stand, which weighs like 100 pounds.
Stand, and he's having a conniption.
And I can see him dropping it on my floor.
I'm not dropping nothing.
All right. Anyway, before we go on, and Jay can't be involved in this, I have gingerbread, limited edition gingerbread Oreo cookies. And they don't have the resealable opening thing.
No. They have the stale open the end like you normally do.
How do you have to open this thing up? So I got a pin here. I'm kind of full because I had two big bowls of, two big plates of spaghetti with your mom's sauce. Which is just amazing. Okay, we're going to try the cookies, Jay. Just be there in theory and just like, well, it smells like gingerbread. Okay, we're taking bites. That's not bad.
That's a good cookie.
That's a good cookie. If you like gingerbread, you're going to like this cookie.
Yeah.
I also heard that Jennifer Lawrence's favorite cookie is the gingerbread Oreo cookie.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll bring those.
All right. It's a plot. We give thumbs up for that.
Yeah, there you go.
And you people that are listening to the old Merry Man podcast years ago, for some reason we got into trying all the Oreo cookies. So any during the subscription years. So anytime there's a new Oreo cookie, we try them. Is that correct, Jay?
That is correct. And how it relates to your relationship is a lot of times there's those moments in your relationship. You date somebody for a while. You're like, what are we going to do tonight? And it can eventually lead to a fight. Like, come on, y'all. I always have to say what we're going to do. And in its place, you could say, you know what? On the Married Man show, I heard about this new cookie that Oreo put out. We should go to the store and buy one of those and try it out and see what we think.
No, instead, I'm not going to go. You stay home. Put your feet up. I will go out. Bring you home some flowers and some delicious Oreo cookies. There you go. I think that's better than just, let's go out and get some cookies.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Stop being so selfish, Jay.
I'm not. I'm saying it's, see, the thing about being, it's doing things together as a couple. It's important.
And that's fun. When you go out shopping, grocery shopping together, nothing's better than going out.
I mean, in your old world, you know, the wife stays at home world, Jack, that might be what you would prefer to do. But in the more new age,
Do you remember
couples do things together?
Do you recall your mom staying at home, being a stay-at-home mom?
No, but I think that's why. I think you're just a little bit bitter. Like, you wanted the more, you know, June Cleaver kind of thing.
Yeah, that was me. You got me. You got me on that one. I'd rather. It would have been nice to have kids like Wally and the Beaver, but no, I got stuck with the three of you.
Well, in all fairness, you chose me and you birthed the other two, so really it was all your fault.
Was it really a choice?
I guess.
It's going back to that whole Jacob bringing people to the island, was it a choice or not thing. I don't know.
So my mom trick you into marrying her?
Actually, I said I do, and she said, oh, I forgot to tell you. Well, where's he been for the last year?
I just thought
and
he
half?
Was the ring bearer. What the hell? I didn't think he was coming home with us.
Oh, wait, this is like a permanent thing?
I thought it was just somebody we picked
wait,
out of the
he's
audience.
Yours? I thought it was the neighbors.
Anywho,
I'm happy with all three of my kids. Couldn't be happier. There couldn't ask go. For anything better.
That's bullshit. Excuse me, I had to sneeze there.
Anyway, I was going to say something about how Brigham Young had at least more kids to choose from. That'd probably be wrong, too. And then Jay would go, oh, there you go. Insulting Brigham Young again. Hey, I don't know. I watch Hell on Wheels, and Brigham Young doesn't look like that
it's
nice.
It's Hell on Wheels. H-E-L-L.
Hell on Wheels. I don't know.
Hell on Wheels.
Hell on Wheels.
Where do you say hail? Like, where does...
Hail.
Hail.
You sound like
hail
a
on
Hail.
Hey, I went to Mildred Hale Junior High.
Yes, but it was still H-A-L-E.
No, it wasn't. It was H-A-L-E.
Such an ass.
Well, speaking of people can't pronounce things, that's perfect lead-in, Jay, and you don't even know what I have here. I reffed a lot of games over the weekend, and we had the NC State UNC Charlotte game.
Yep.
And some people there tend to consume alcohol, beer. So we now have our names on our back of our sweaters and stuff like that. Of course, my name says Glatfelter, G-L-A-T-F-E-L-T-E-R. And I got this guy banging on the glass, Glatfelter, 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 you're messing calls. You can hear me. I know you can hear me, Glatfelter. He's just going on and on and on and on. So finally, we had a stoppage of play. I turned around and said, there's no D in my name. And he goes, he holds his beer and he's got that dumb look on his face. Huh?
Cool. So you let them drink while you're actually playing the game?
No, not the players. This is the fans. Yeah,
the fans that see these games? Like, whose fan are going to some little scrimmage game?
At NC State?
I guess. I just when didn't they realize that much of a following here.
When they played UNC, there must have been 300 to 500 people there.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. There was probably about 100 people there. What do you think? 100 people there?
Yeah, about 150.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lighter crowd. A lot of people don't travel the 3 hours from Charlotte.
But it's
just to see him get whacked.
It gets
by
pretty
state.
Intense.
Okay.
You see the kid that fell on his head?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes. And I watched the replay. It's a legal hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. So I just thought it was funny because people glad felt it. There is no D in my name. None. There's not a D in my I don't have a D in my name. For years I know people go, Jack, you're the one that said, hey, it doesn't matter. But if you're gonna yell at me, at least get my name right.
Exactly.
So on last week's The Married Man Show, we had a story sent in by The Voice about how he earned the nickname Moses.
Yes.
So it's on the internets, or from what I heard, around the grapevine, it was a very shocking story that had a lot of people going, oh, my God.
What, on our Facebook page?
Yes. And my question is, you know, Dale, he used to have a segment on the show called Dale's Dating Disasters. Dale, did you ever have anything... at least at that level or anything worse in your dating history?
Yes, I did.
Uh-oh. So do you care to share it?
I'm not no, I don't care to go back that far.
A real man loves her 365 days out of the year.
That's
a long time ago. Well, just maybe can you give a hint and maybe how it was worse?
How can it be worse than cold, wet, soggy pizza?
And it was back in my town and country bowling.
Don't mention
centers.
That. Don't mention.
Oh,
that.
Sorry.
Can't do that.
Okay.
Are they still in business?
But it was they're not in business anymore. So
that's when they
ago.
Were bowling alley, right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it was. What are they now? What's
bowling
it now?
Alleys?
Is it even a bowling lane?
It's not anymore. It doesn't even exist. No,
they tore the building down.
What's that?
They tear the building down.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so that one's been
what's
gutted.
There now? Condos, apartments?
Yeah, I have no idea. You know, it's just back in Nasty City, but National City.
Man, we're just insulting everyone.
Wait, where's Nashville City? Where's that at?
National City. South of
National City. Sorry, thank you.
Milo Cars.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah. No, it
is that
was
guy
a long
still
time,
alive?
So
who?
Oh, not no. That was what's the cowboy guy?
Cal Worthington.
Cal Worthington. Is he still alive?
Cal died a couple years ago. Spot ate him.
Spot. Yeah.
Wait, his dog ate him?
No,
his dog Spot was sometimes either a
I'm
donkey
Cal
or
Worthington.
A tiger,
it was an elephant or a tiger.
Lion.
I can remember Cal Worthington when I used to get the rabbit ears out on my TV when all the local stations in San Diego
go see
would go
Cal,
out.
Go see Cal.
And you get Cal Worthington was around when I was a kid.
Don't you remember
so
that?
Cal Worthington.
If you're looking for a better set of wheels. Will stand upon my head to beat all deals. I will stand upon my head till my ears are turning red.
Go see Cal. Hi, everyone. It's Cal Worthington. And then they'd show the cars.
And his dog,
the camera car would go along, and Spot would always be something that wasn't, One time, Spot was Brigham Young. I'm kidding. I don't know why I keep saying that.
And his 17 children right beside him. Or were there his wife's? Oh!
Getting back to Dale's... disasters.
To answer your question, I think Cal Worthington
is dead. I don't
want
to go back.
Come on, you were on your way back. So you were at the Town and Country bowling lane.
Yeah, we had a party like late night at somebody's
apartment,
townhouse or apartment or something. Uh-huh.
It's probably
it was just a lot of people sleeping together, so it was all good. But one gal just didn't really inform me about. Her current cycle of the month situation, and luckily there's a pool close by, so and a shower.
Pool?
So,
wait, you jumped in the pool?
Well, we were already in the pool, so.
Oh.
You should have went to Sea.
I thought it was a Sea World of Jaws, but no,
they attracted the blood.
So you were chumming the water then?
Yes, it was.
He was chumming something.
It was. Shocking to say the least, and I'm like, oh my god, okay. So, ended up taking a shower and then saying, well, thank you very much. And I don't know,
thanks for the
I guess if you look for the silver lining, you couldn't have knocked her up, so there's that benefit, right?
Well,
I think that was more silver lining for her.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe so, yeah.
Oh man,
a long time ago.
Hey, it happens.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good,
well,
Dave.
Thank you for sharing your dating disaster.
But nothing close to the Voices experience. So.
yeah. Not knowing.
I know it's the Voice didn't send us an email this week, I guess, because he's upset by maybe Jay's criticism of him.
I wasn't criticizing him.
Yeah, you were.
I was just asking for some better punctuation. Is that such a crime?
Oh,
that's criticizing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's...
Oh,
that's
man. So Dale, did we finish on time for you last week? Did you get in trouble with Kimmy? Was there any fighting at home?
No. Oh, today's a better day. Monday works out a lot better than Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I work on Saturday and Sunday, and she's got Saturday Sunday off, so our time is limited to one or two days during the week when we can actually.
So does that help the relationship?
Spend dinner together. Yeah,
it's
better
to
have
absence. Mike's got heart grow fonder.
Sometimes, but it gets to the point too that it gets difficult to plan out a night to either go to the movies or do something at home. Like tomorrow night, we're cooking out, so
where are you cooking?
Ribeye steak.
So you said you're barbecuing?
Barbecuing tomorrow night.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow.
Not here.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Snowstorm coming.
62. Tomorrow,
six feet of snow.
No. Oh, yeah. So,
I once barbecued in the snow. It was snowing. I was first time here, and I go, oh, how cool. It's snowing.
Yeah.
As I was barbecuing, I thought it was the coolest thing. Well, most people on the East Coast going, rookie.
Well, say your power goes out. I mean, that might be the only way you can grill anything.
People used to tell me, hey, when there's a snow ice storm coming, make sure you go make sure there's propane in for your barbecue. I go, why? Your power will go out. I go, power goes out for how long? It could go out for weeks. Well, it happened to you, right, Dale, the first year?
Yeah, it went out for, it was out for 4 or 5 days.
But you went to California. And then you didn't tell us. You go, yeah, my house is 30 degrees. I go, why didn't you tell us? You could have came and stayed here.
Yeah,
our,
no, I just
our power stayed on because we were
blankets on the bed. No big deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's the difference when you like live in Raleigh proper or you live out in the boonies in Nightdale. It's a different like power grid.
Well, our power lines are underground, so yeah. But we have lost our power from time to time. Well, people say because we're so close to the fire department and Wake Med that we have
our
power.
Yeah, probably on their grid, and hospital's one of the major grids. They don't like to shut those down.
And Nightdale's got this guy riding a bike.
Well, now we got Rex Hospital now. So
that's right. You do have Rex, and you have Duke's urgent care, whatever that thing's called.
Exactly. So.
Hey, they're moving on up in the world.
Yeah, moving on up.
Well, speaking of Dale trying to figure out his work-life balance, we do have some emails sent in, and I think the one that I was supposed to read is about that very topic.
I see that.
So do you want me to get into that one, guys?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's jump into that.
All right. So this email is from our good friend Ellie. So let's read out here. I would say in their case, it all depends on its advice. This is advice for work-life balance.
Wasn't this for, this was Michael sent it in, right?
The one last week?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So this is a response.
So I think it'd be clear to make it who she's responding to, not just reading it. Like
very apropos.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't want to be critical.
No. That's fair. That's a fair criticism. And it's also, hey, it could be useful for Dale.
How's her punctuation?
Fantastic. It's fantastic.
All right.
I would say in
just to let you know ahead of time that for now on we're going to start grading your emails. If you don't cut the grade, we're going to say
get their home address in big red letters. We're going to like mark it up like an English paper and send it back to them. D minus, bastard.
And then we're going to send it to your parents so to make sure they get it. You're going to have to before you can send another email. You're going to have to your parents sign it. And send it back to us so we know that you're getting.
Yeah, you ever get those teachers though that took shots at you? You know, why are you in my class? C minus. You know, no effort. You know, maybe you should change careers.
I had a teacher one time criticize me publicly about something a spelling test. So the next time we took the spelling test, I drew pictures of the words and didn't write any of the words. So if you think this is funny, I go, I think it's pretty darn funny.
That's right.
It's like the teacher in biology. I think I told the story. Teacher in biology where I couldn't pronounce a word, and he made fun of me in biology. And I shut the book. He goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm done reading for you. He goes, you need to finish reading. I go, no, I don't. He goes, well, I guess maybe we'll have to take a trip to the principal's office. I go, I guess we do. And I'll tell him why I'm not reading. Now, my day, we didn't have phones where I could take it and show the teacher making fun of me.
Yeah.
I had to do it. I had to be a man, stand up. But. No, nothing ever happened. He'd always call on me and say, I go, nope, not reading.
Yeah.
That's all I would say.
You're such a dick.
that's like the same thing. The guy made fun of me. You know? And I'd sit in the back of the class and I had my fucking, you know, what do you call it? Cassette recorder going, recording his seminar in class, you know, all his notes.
Hold on. You got to explain to the kids at home what a cassette recorder is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, cassette tape. People know what they are still.
No, I don't think they do.
There's kids
going, what the hell is that old guy talking about?
No, tapes are actually pretty popular now.
No, but I'm in the very back row in the corner on
purpose.
Because I'm working until fucking 3:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, and the class is at 7 a.m. I'm in your class to fucking sleep, okay? I'm not going to participate. Fuck me on the in-class participation. Though at one point, the girl's like shaking me, Dale, wake up. And I'm like, what?
Dale's having a... Dale's getting shook by a girl next to me. I can just imagine what he was dreaming at the time.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Wait. Oh, wait. I wish the dream was still there.
Yeah, exactly. And then
you thought
like,
she was jacking you off or something.
You want to join us for the class? And then that's when I said, no. I said, go ahead and flunk me for the class participation. I'm going to ace your test, and I'll end up getting a C in your class. It's still a passing grade. Now, can I go back to sleep? I'm like, dude. You know my situation. I work till 3 o'clock in the morning. I've got no sleep. Fuck you. I'm sorry,
Can I say something? I don't think that's his fault.
No, I know, but... So
if
what?
I was his teacher, I just would have failed you anyway.
I already approached him at the beginning of the semester saying, look, sometimes, you know, I'm going to be sleeping in your
sometimes
class.
I feel like a nut. Sometimes I'll grab yours.
You know, but anyway, so...
No, I'm not disagreeing because I remember years ago we had a teacher and we were talking about the whole class was talking about how, you know, he gets paid to be there and we don't. And then he goes, well, I get paid, but, you know, you get paid by your grades. And I go, well, I'd like to talk to you about a raise. He didn't think it was funny. I thought it was funny, but. I think I failed that.
So getting back to the advice here.
Okay. So anyway, we're just kidding about Jay might correct your emails, but we're not going to correct
We can
because
get last
you time. Have me who is a smartass and didn't really pay attention in class, and Dale slept and took offense that the teacher wanted him to be awake during his class. So
and Bob and I were playing, you know, blackjack during English anyway.
Yeah, so Dale and I will not be correcting your papers.
Exactly.
They can barely read your papers.
Doubling down on 11, baby. Come on, 10.
Just don't split fours.
All right, fuck you.
Or don't split 21.
Yeah, no, he didn't split 21.
No,
he
that's
hit 20.
That's freaking the Canadian.
I know.
Can I double down on this?
You don't like it when people split tens.
Oh God, splitting tens is the worst. If you split 10,
the thing you said to that woman still
now.
Was unbelievable.
All right, so advice here for Michael. So
is this? This is, right. Can I ask a question? Does this email have an ending?
I have the two D here, minus
I'm
a, kids in class.
I'm,
you know,
I'm
derailing
gonna,
the
I'm
class.
I'm going to criticize this email. Sorry, Ellie. It's just
all
way
right, come on.
Too.
I
want to
get
long.
Out of here by midnight. Let's go.
So to get some context, Michael last week emailed about that his spouse. She works a lot. There's some weeks she works 80 hours. She's out of town. And
can't see what Taffy's doing now, but it was kind of funny.
Oh, okay. That's where we get to that $1,000 or that live show.
A thousand.
Sorry. But so he wants to know. He wants some advice to maybe how to approach a subject with her or change things for the better because she feels like she's more dedicated to work instead of family. So. In response, I would say in their case, it all depends on what they have already communicated. So the wife works way over 40 hours and the husband works about 40 hours. And it seems like he is wishing his wife would work less and value being at home more. I'm hoping they have talked about this at least somewhat. If they are already married, as Jay mentioned, I think a compromise needs to happen. I think it would be important for both parties to discuss what they need from each other, what they want, and where they can make concessions. Instead of saying things like, you need to do this, it'll be more effective, and she may feel less defensive if he approaches it as, I feel like this when, and I really love if I would really love if I got more of this, etc. I know we are assuming that the wife likes working those hours, and that's what she needs to be fulfilled. Like Jay said, he needs to make sure that is the case. Maybe it's her supervisor requesting her to work these hours, so then it's more of helping her have that conversation. I would also look at the quality of time spent out of work. Is she exhausted and just goes to bed? Is she cleaning the house versus spending quality time with the family because she feels like it needs to be done? Looking at how the time outside of work is spent can help the relationship too. Ellie in Wisconsin.
Hold on a second. Why do you have to say Wisconsin like that? Why are you insulting everybody in Wisconsin?
Because that's what they sound like.
They don't.
Oh, wow. Hey, wow.
I know we have at least two listeners from Wisconsin, and you just insulted both of them.
That's their accent, the Wisconsin accents. It's not.
But hold on. I know both those listeners, so I don't care.
So first of all, I want to say, Ellie, thank you so much. You said my name multiple times as being the voice of reason and correct, so I do appreciate the affirmation there.
Wait.
Why are you the voice of reason?
He said, as Jay mentioned, I think a compromise needs to happen. So one, that was my thing. She said, that was good. Thank you.
I'm looking at the email right now.
She said it again. Agreed with you?
And she said it again.
It's from your email account.
No.
You're just making this
it's
up.
It's not. And said, like Jay said, he needs to make sure that is the case about, you know.
Okay.
So.
Where does it say you're the voice of reason?
Yeah,
like
I know.
Said.
That's what I said.
I want to thank you for mentioning me several times.
I'm just saying.
As the voice of reason.
It's there. Ellie referenced it. I'm just saying.
You must have mentioned me 85 times
I
in this
am
email.
For voice of
do you just,
reason.
Do you just make things up in your head because your ego is so inflated?
Listen, is my name there? And is she referencing it twice as the correct?
Twice as many?
Twice as many. That's all it takes for you to believe anything if it's said on Twitter.
Twice on Twitter because that's been a proven fact
that you made up.
I didn't make it up.
So why can't I make up that if something's mentioned in an email twice, it's also true?
Now he just admitted he made
what?
It up.
Yeah,
you
what?
Made it up. You made up the two things on Twitter.
You said, why can't I make it up?
For all we know, Ellie is like on the advertising crew for that Dodge commercial, and she's smoking crack. So.
I don't say. Ellie wrote in, and I thought she gave really good advice.
That's right.
So what did you think about Ellie's advice, guys?
I liked everything except the part where you have to take full credit for the email.
Yes, for
I didn't take credit for it. I'm just saying thank you for, you know, saying that I was right.
I never thought that his wife's supervisor is making her work all... But can you do that to someone? I guess you can.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on the situation. But I think the key is finding out why is this happening?
And what she's doing, like you say, how they're spending their time outside of work together. Again, sometimes it's the quality and not the quantity.
So, I'm not going to offer any advice, so Ellie can send another email in and mention saying, as Jack said.
Thanks, Jack, for contributing no help whatsoever.
But I was mentioned several times, so thanks, Ellie, for multiple times mentioning me.
Listen, I'm just taking the Jack Lefelter route of self-adulation.
God, he just can't. He just can't stop.
Wow! What is this? What? I take back everything.
You should be
a
politician because it's always somebody else's fault in politics. You should do it, Jay.
Holy criminy!
No, I thought that was excellent advice. I didn't think about it could be a work. It could be pressure from work. She could. Mm-hmm. She might have to do that. We were just taking the approach that maybe she liked doing that. Yeah.
So Dale, for you, do you feel like that maybe you don't have as much time, but the time that you do have, that it is quality time when you spend with Kimmy?
Well, yeah, we try to make the best of it. I mean, we're it's just the hours that we work are total opposite. So,
but you think maybe that's what helps.
So we
keep
have
you together.
We have our evenings together and things like that.
Because I've always heard less of Dale is better.
An actual day off together, so that just doesn't coincide right now.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Maybe we
make the best of it. So.
Maybe soon.
Well, I hope I do. I'm just kidding, Ellie. I like the email, and I have no problem with Wisconsin.
And
like
I sincerely apologize if I offended you, insinuating that you were smoking crack.
Yeah, that's something I wouldn't want to be called up. I do like the Dodge commercial with the Dodge brothers, the younger Dodge brothers, and they come back.
Well, that's a decent commercial.
It probably reminds Dale of him and his.
Or in those commercials, they were probably only in the marijuana.
You used to own a Dodge van.
Hey, I used to have a Dodge.
You had a Rambler once, right?
Yes.
And kids, Google that at home. Rambler. It was a Rambler station wagon, right?
No, we had a Dodge Lancer.
Was it a Lancer? I thought it was a Rambler.
Lancer. No, back then.
Rambler's in the song.
Well, we had a Rambler too.
Dodge Ramblers.
That was a 59 or 58.
Which is the car you didn't put any oil in and it shot?
That was the Dodge Lancer. Yeah. That had a slant six in it.
And you forgot that they need oil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was real bad. Yeah, I threw a rod in that one.
And you got in trouble for that one.
Actually, I got in trouble because at that time, the beach crew in San Diego went to my father, who was the general utility supervisor in charge of all the divisions, all the different divisions, streets division and beaches, and said, hey, your son down there, da 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 da. What are you talking about? My son wouldn't be doing that. He was like, oh, yeah, well, we got somebody doing Brody's on the... fucking donuts on Fiesta Island. And my dad, just to check it out, the next day, dad opened up the hood to the Dodge Lancer, and there was sand all over the engine.
Didn't think
and
about steaming it out.
He knew it was me, and he never said anything to me, which was the cool thing. My dad was cool. But,
has he still to this day never
and then
said anything?
That's before GPS and everything.
Is he still never said anything to you?
No. He told me about a year ago or so. But he says, it tickled me that he goes, and right away I knew who it was. I knew it was Dale and not David.
Or Darren. Well, Darren wasn't driving yet.
What's that?
Well, David was always considered straight laced.
Yeah, David was more child. Yeah. He was more straight laced.
They made a movie about you.
Yeah.
And a sequel.
Yeah. So I got caught later on, and then one day I took it out and it was really the valves were just smacking the engine. And it was really low on oil. And
it was making this clanking noise,
turned the radio up. On, and I didn't pay any attention to it, and I ended up throwing a rod in it.
Was it the old AM radios that only had like the six numbers
it
on
it? It had
there?
The push buttons, yeah. The 5.3, 7.8,
click,
11, 13, and 15.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. Click,
and
click,
it,
click.
That Dodge Lancer also had push button transmission on the dash.
And no seatbelt either, right?
No seatbelts in the middle.
Nice. Nice.
So, it's crazy.
Anyway,
it was a nice little ride.
Hope we answered that question and how we keep getting stuck on Dodge. That's Dale's fault.
Yeah, that's I've been a Dodge.
Because you had your van was Dodge.
Yeah, I had a Dodge Tradesman 200 from 1974.
And hell.
I had that up all the way into the 90s, almost just shy of 500,000 miles. So.
Is it still out there? Because you said someone.
Yeah, when I sold it to the guy, he never registered it, and it got impounded. And they contacted me because I was the last known owner. And they said, well, for $60, you can pay the impound fees and come get it. And I go, I don't.
No. You didn't want it?
At that point, it was a piece of shit. No, because the torque converter was bad.
Just think we could have gone on tour with that.
The flywheel was missing several teeth, so it would go out of time all the time.
We could have taken the Married Man Show on the road.
Yeah, well, there was too much work toured that needed to be done to that thing.
We could have gone to Wisconsin.
Not to mention, all the bodily fluids that were expelled in that van during its lifetime. So it would probably need a PSI or somebody to come down and scrub that baby down.
What are you saying? Are you like a serial killer too?
No, I'm just saying.
What do you need CSI for?
I that's the only one that came to mind when it came to people.
Because that's usually a bad thing when CSI shows up.
Defecting or disinfecting something like that.
All right. So. Well, I have an email. I have an email also. So
okay.
I think Jay's getting bored with Dodge Talk.
Yes, he is.
Go ahead. No, it's fine.
I'm just sitting here grading these emails I'm not reading. All right, this one's from Indiana Jones. Hey, Jay and the other stupid guys.
Wow.
So I swear to God, Jay's writing these emails.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying it's Jay, the people understand. The people hear it.
The people.
People hear what?
That's two emails. That's like greater than two tweets. So, I mean, it's true.
All right.
Hashtag saying.
I have a perplexing Star Wars toy question.
Oh, no.
Well, time out. This is a relationship advice show and toys. Oh, wait.
Well, maybe it's related to relationships. Like Seinfeld episode where he drugged the girl so he could play with the toys.
I just thought of something. Dell's toy collection.
Ah, yes, yes.
So I apologize to Indiana Jones.
I got a whole nother use for my lifesaver. Okay.
You are my father. I mentioned to you a few weeks ago that I own all the Star Wars vintage Kenner action figures. Loose, including.
Wow.
They're loose? Loose.
Meaning not like still on the card.
Oh, I thought they were like slutty type things.
No. Generally, it'd be tough for a small action figure to be slutty, but go ahead.
Well, you don't know. Do they still use that term? Loose? Is that still a term used by today?
For like loose women?
Loose women. I don't like to generalize. It could be loose men, right? We're all equal now, right? So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but if you're a loose man, then you'd be just, you're a player.
Player. And see, I don't think that's fair.
I
got to be honest. I never thought that was fair.
You know, I'm just saying.
I know Jay.
They don't.
I know Jay thinks it's a stereotype.
I wish
cool.
they would, but they don't. So.
But I'm fine with. I don't like being labeling people like that.
True.
You're against it too, Dale?
What's that?
Saying loose women, all this different stuff. You're against it also?
I'd like to be against loose women.
Okay. Including a rare yak face loose. So yak face is loose? Is this a sex term? Yak face loose?
Well, yak face is one of the figures. It's okay. The rarest. Well, I agree with one of the rarest
I got
figures.
Some yak face last night. Okay. And
well,
no,
it'd be like, oh, you got yaks in the face? Ugh.
Yak face. So is that the whole thing? Is that what happened to the voice?
It could be. It could be.
Yak face. Oh, my gosh.
Then you hear that noise in the middle of the night.
And bought one. I bought it for $100 back in 2008 after a painting sale and now figure it is fetching $300 plus on eBay. I've been watching the market and SW is at fever pitch. Oh, Star Wars. I'm sorry. Not hip on. I thought it was Southwest.
Acronyms.
Can I grade this email?
Sorry.
Why not just say Star? Would it have been that hard to say Star Wars?
Well, it's just well known. Capital SW is Star Wars.
Would have killed this guy to do, you know, he called us the stupid guys. Would have been killed him to say, okay, I can spell STAR. I mean, would it have been that? Okay, anyway. Is that fever pitch? I figure it's like stock. I know you're sympathizing with my situation.
So I know you'd sympathize with my situation. Go ahead.
Oh, you're fucking reading my goddamn email that I'm reading?
Yeah, because I want to make sure I know what he's saying.
Exit out of this email right now. I'm not going to read this and have you over. You're like, it's like reading over someone's shoulder. It's bullshit. I'm squinting to see this. I got it on the big computer. I'm still squinting to see it. And you're reading over my fucking shoulder. Like when you're reading a book and someone comes over, your lovely wife, and she comes over and reads over your shoulder. What do you say? Keep reading over my shoulder?
Oh, I read that book. You know, the dog dies in the end.
Oh, shit. Do you like that? No, you don't, do you?
Well, generally, my wife is reading herself, so she doesn't really
bug
me.
I've got two emails, and they both said something nice about me.
Mustaches. All right. Anyway.
Why don't you just finish reading the fucking email?
No. I want you to try it. I want you to give it your best shot.
I can't wait till Zach starts reading, and he starts going, fuck you, Dad. Stop.
Go ahead.
He's going to say it, too.
Yeah.
Because someone's going to teach him. I'm thinking of selling it on eBay so I can buy a PlayStation with my new Battlefront.
It's with the new Battlefront.
The new Battlefront.
It's a game. Battlefront's a game.
I hope I'm alive when you're 53. Your eyes don't work anymore. Fucking dick. You know, it's not just my hair that went. I don't know how to make the print larger on the big screen, the big computer.
So Battlefront is a new Star Wars game. It's really cool. Go ahead.
Ooh, it sounds really cool. Ooh.
We are not a video game household, but we really would love to play the new game. I usually just play the other people's systems. Well, who are the others?
He would play somebody else's PlayStation to play the game.
So he's a freeloader.
Is there a question somewhere in our near future here?
But I would... It would be a fun Christmas gift for the holidays. Nothing says the holidays like Star Wars. Happy Holidays off our Starbucks cups. Jeez, I can see that happening. Even if it's really 90% me, perhaps I shouldn't sell the crown jewel that completes the series. Is that really the crown jewel that completes the series?
Generally, yes. Generally, yeah.
Because Dell's falling asleep over here. And by a frivolous joy of playing the newest Star Wars SW Battlefront. Sure, I couldn't buy the Battlefront outright, but that doesn't always work for a family on a budget. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Sure, I could buy. Yeah. I thought it said couldn't. Could buy, but it looks like couldn't from my angle.
There's something in the
Battlefront outright. It doesn't always work for a family on a budget. Period. So selling one item of the SW Star Wars for another is the easiest way to make it happen. What would you do? Of course, I should consult the missus before pulling the trigger. Well, usually I think you have to now. I think it's a rule. But using one piece of gold to obtain another always ends well, right? By the way, I was originally going... Oh, wait, my computer was going dark here. Originally, I was going to send this to Jay as a Facebook...
I actually want to give Jack some credit right now. It said BTW, and Jack knew that meant by the way. So, kudos. That was a great job.
Well, everyone knows BTW is by the way.
Well, I know, but you were frustrated about this SW, so I wanted to give you some kudos that you knew BTW without hesitation.
That's been around forever. I've never had anyone go, SW, you want to go see the SW movie? What the fuck is that? I was originally going to send this to Jay on Facebook message, but after writing it out, it seemed like it could be a married man show question. Well, can I tell you something, Mr. Indiana Jones? You could send the message to someone overseas, and you get a better response from because Jay would never answer your Facebook message. Trust me.
I answer Facebook messages.
All your Facebook messages?
Not all of them.
I've sent you messages, and like 3 years later, I go, "Fucker never answered me." Sorry if Dell felt a little bit left out. I'm sure he has yak face hidden away somewhere too. Indiana Jones.
So
I know who Indiana Jones is. I
don't know what that means.
What's Siri have to say about this?
I don't know what that means. If you like, I can search the web. She went away. Fuck her. God damn it.
So I would say it depends on the situation. To me, like my figures, I interchange.
Can I answer the question first for you?
Sure, go ahead.
The answer is no fucking way do I sell any of my goddamn toys. All right, go ahead. Any SW crap.
Well, it's like Star Wars for Star Wars, but me personally, if Indiana Jones, I know how much you love Star Wars, so having a complete set of vintage figures is not an easy task these days because figures like Yak Face are $300. I mean, really, the last the last 13 are all pretty valuable figures.
What 13?
Well, so like the last series of new figures they put out.
I just want you to pretend that not every there's only two people that are actually geeks about this, and the rest of us don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So try explain it
so
to us.
The last series of figures came out in I think it was 84, 84 or 85. New figures, new molds. And by that point, the popularity of Star Wars had waned, and these all the other figures in the series, they made like billions of them, like insane amount of them. But these last set of figures, and even some of the later ones from that last set of series of figures, they didn't make as many, and it wasn't as popular at the time. So not as many kids bought these toys. And the rarest one of that is the Yak Face figure. It wasn't even released in the U.S. There might have been some, but it's incredibly rare to find one. But they're mostly released in Canada. And even then, kids didn't really buy them. So today...
Because you know why Canada?
Because it was released on a French card. It's just like, they're just kind of like, Canada, they can have it. Nobody's buying it here in America. They'll buy this crap.
So it's a French card. What? A French what?
So another part of the collecting community is sometimes it's harder to find the American version of the card. But in Canada, they would put both French and American text on it.
Question.
Generally, some of the rare figures only come on those cards because they weren't really released in the States.
Isn't like Canada, didn't they give out free Yak Faces because it's Canada?
No, they did not give away free
You're
Yak
sure.
Faces. I'm sure.
I thought everything was free
there,
Canada.
Is there a market
face.
If you had that last series and let's say now you have a 3D printer that you can just freaking go into business for yourself and
start
producing Yak Faces?
That's a counterfeit Yak Face.
I know, but is there a market for that?
If you counterfeit a Yak Face, you're going to have the Secret Service up your ass.
Here's the thing. Like, there's communities around
this. Also, or what?
There's communities, and the Star Wars community is one of the most strict about reproduction vintage Star Wars stuff. It's like insane how strict they are.
Brigham Young wasn't in charge of the Yak Face collection.
No, he was not. So again, even if you make a repro one, you'll be able to tell it's a repro one. You can tell the difference between plastics used in the 80s versus plastics used today. The vintage of the plastic.
Yak Face got together.
If Dale and I saw
Yak
Face from the 80s, would we be able to tell the difference between which Yak Face it is?
If you had them both in front of me, I could tell you which one was vintage and which one was
So this is like Pawn Stars. The guy brings a Yak Face in. I'm like, I have to call my expert.
Yeah, you would call in me. And I would
Jake
tell you.
Kleinfelter, you have to come in with some stupid hat or some stupid face.
We're playing cards and there's a couple $100 in the middle and the guy sitting over on third base goes, he puts a Yak Face in the middle. What the fuck is that? I want
to
see some green, you know?
This is a Yak Face. I need to call Jay and tell you it's good?
Yeah, basically, yeah. You want to verify.
Indiana Jones?
Making a reproduction, I mean, that's a lot of work, and nobody would buy it anyway. Like, nobody would buy it.
You can't tell me that one person out there wouldn't buy a counterfeit Yak Face if they thought it was worth money.
Well, they wouldn't buy it. Only time they'd probably buy it is they are a Yak Face away from a complete set of figures, and they just want something to be a shelf holder until one day they can actually buy the real thing.
I think we have the title of this episode, though.
Just a Yak Face away.
Just a Yak Face away from a complete collection.
Okay.
Yak Face. I think we got song here.
So because it was only, I think it was only 79 total figures from the vintage line. So it's a very collectible line in that you can own every single one that was available back then.
Before you give this exciting information, can you give like a spoiler so I can put a diaper on because I just wet my pants?
But anywho, yes. So in my opinion, Indiana Jones, I wouldn't sell it. But on the other side, I have sold many pieces of my collection through time. Because I need extra money, or I want to do something different. I don't think there's anything wrong with selling it if you want to get something else. There will always be another chance to probably find one. It's just that's a tougher one to find. It'll probably be more expensive the next time you try to get it. But if you're the type of person that's not like, I need to have this, then, you know, you should be okay.
I'm going to contact some people with the state-of-the-art 3D printer, and I'm going to flood the market, and then your Yak Face is going to be worth shit. It's going to be Yak Face shit.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to buy all the Yak Faces and corner the market on the Yak Faces.
And you know what? You're going to have three quarters of mine.
I'll be like in Trading Places.
With
the Dukes are trying to corner the market on the Yak Faces.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Sale. Oh, fuck him. That's from the movie.
Sorry.
Not from leftovers, which likes to use that word, but
So
did you answer it? So basically he wants to look at the PlayStation.
Yeah, I mean if he really wants to play, that's fine. I would just buy the PlayStation. But again, I understand you want to stay within a budget. This is an opportunity to trade something.
He wants to keep the yak face. There's a new PlayStation out there?
No. The PlayStation's it's the game. Star Wars could Battlefront.
Could you just wait after the Star Wars, after the SW
release
and wait a couple months?
He needs a PlayStation, though. Like, he doesn't have one of those.
Oh, so he needs to buy the PlayStation.
And the game. Like, a PlayStation, that would be like $300 alone, probably.
But couldn't you wait till after Christmas when the price comes down?
Yes, but his argument is that, you know, Yak Face might go down. But in terms of Yak Face, I don't think has ever gone down.
If you're worried about, I don't think the Yak Face has ever gone down on anyone. From what I've heard. That's why it's so valuable.
That's what I heard.
No, I here's my advice. If you're that clingy to the Yak Face, if that's even a question, if you're losing the Yak Face and it completes your collection, I would wait, because I'm not the kind of person that needs the stuff right away. I'm not like the Apple geeks and stuff like that, and I say this as a major stockholder of Apple and want people to go buy anything Apple product. I would wait. I'm always good. Yeah, I can wait. I can wait till after.
I would concur with Jack's statements here.
So the price will come down, both for the Battlefront game and the PlayStation, or you can probably find the PlayStation U somewhere, right?
But then at that point, it could be where, well, now everybody's already played it, so it's not as fun.
What does it matter?
Well, maybe that's maybe the main reason why he wants to get it. So that's maybe an answer on why don't do it.
Is this where he's going to interact with other people playing it?
But even if he waits a while and he still hasn't played the game, it would still be new to him. So.
Right.
Why? I think it's also like because your friends play it and you can play it like, you know, over the internet and stuff together.
We're assuming this guy has friends.
I would assume he has friends.
I'm saying maybe he doesn't. Before you send your hate mail, I know the guy, so it's like I can say that. You notice I didn't say I'm his friend.
Such a dick.
Wow.
Anyway. Rough. I don't know if I can hang out with people that have yak faces. I don't know.
Actually, I will say, though, like the rarest or probably the most expensive star is the it's a vinyl caped Jawa figure. It's very rare. Those can go like $10,000 to $15,000 if you have one mint on card.
Is it like having the Star Wars comic book first edition you think is worth a lot? You spend
so I went. I went to a Comic-Con this weekend, and just the normal one, it was mint. It was like 9.8 on the grading scale out of 10.
Yeah.
The mint condition regular one, again, yours is a reprint, but just the normal one, mint condition, was $3,000.
I'm still not. How is mine the reprint when I bought it before, as the movie came out? It's bullshit.
You must have bought like the first reprint.
You know, it's probably dealt with. You probably did. The first thing I did is because I used to go to this comic book store all the time over in the Balboa Shopping Center. It was next to Straw Hat Pizza.
Liquid
right next
pizza?
To Straw Hat Pizza. We used to ride our skateboards down there. Mm-hmm. Yes, kids, we used to actually get out of the house, smell the air, ride our skateboards. People didn't drop us off. Parents' idea of taking it was like, all right, here's the door. There you go. So we'd ride our skateboards probably about 2 or 3 miles. Mm-hmm. Down the hills and get there. So we'd go in the skateboard. We'd go in the comic book shop. And just look at the comics. I saw Star Wars. I just had seen Star Wars. So I was all geeked up about it. I just saw SW on the big on the BS big screen. So I go in there. I go. All first re-editions are right there. I'm gonna buy them as a pack. I said the story before. I bought one set, and I wasn't rich. I didn't have a lot of money, but I said this is an investment for life. Mm-hmm. And then I bought the others. So I bought a set to read and a set that I never read. So my theory is I bought the set I read because the set I read was probably the one worth billions, and yep. The part I kept was the part that wasn't.
Yep.
Because I didn't know. I didn't know there were certain rules about that. But anyway, that's all I got.
I'm sorry. Again, it does break my heart. That's what
it happens. It does. I still have the stupid.
I was so excited for you because you had it for so long and it wasn't worth that much for a while. And
since 1977.
I know. And so I was there at Comic-Con. I was like, oh, my God, this was $7,000.
So
think about what this can do for you.
Came home in the attic. It's 150 degrees, looking for it, dripping in sweat. Of course, up there you can't find shit because there's so much crap up there.
And you found it and it's not worth anything?
Well, no, it has a diamond, right? That's the...
yours is a reprint. It's worth like $10.
It's worth like $10. It's like in mint condition, though. It's like, isn't it?
I would say it's like a C7, 7.5 maybe.
The fuck are you talking about?
It has a little ding in the corner, on the top corner.
Ding in the corner. Fuck
mint
you.
Condition has to be like it was sealed and when it came out of the womb.
I was poor. I didn't have money. I was lucky to buy that and the other set.
Anyway, should we get to the questions in which I'll kick Dale's ass?
Let's get to the cues.
What?
Questions, Dale.
Yes, let's get
pay attention.
Sorry, I didn't know we were abbreviating everything.
We're going to abbreviate everything.
F you.
T-Y.
DB.
Yeah, that fits. All right, so who's going first? We're going to flip a coin? We flip the puck?
No, remember you pick the thing. Oh, you pick a number.
Let Jay go first.
No, pick a number.
No, you got to do it the right way.
Okay.
So what between numbers 1 through 100, I swear the first person picks 99, they'll never get to pick again. So 1 through 100.
Dale, you can pick first.
50.
50?
Okay.
Final answer?
50.
50. They just say 50 because we're going to abbreviate it.
50.
I'm going to say 49.
Ah, 64.
64. Is the correct answer. So, Dale, you can choose to go or defer.
I will go first.
All right. So, Dale's going first. Love the show. Hey, guys. Oh, now it's hey, guys. Not hey, Jay and you stupid
Jay and you stupid old guys. Yeah.
Love the show. Great to hear Taffy is feeling heaps better after his accident. Wishing him all the back.
Thank you very much.
All the back.
Oh.
It's all the best, but I want to see if you're paying attention.
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're the asshole, not the...
I can't hear you through the earphones. Don't.
No, Steve is... It's Steve from Brisbane, Australia. Did I say that right?
Brisbane, but go ahead.
Brisbane?
Yeah.
Well, why does it say Bane?
Because it's Brisbane. Continue.
Okay, Brisbane, Australia.
Ha-ha.
You know, someday when I go to Australia, I'm going to visit Brisbane.
There you go.
Okay, Brisbane, Australia. I'd love to go to Australia someday.
There you go. Me too.
Anyway, us Aussie listeners are still waiting for the great Taff man to travel down under, so I thought I'd offer up some Aussie questions to get him back in the mood for travel. Good luck.
Okay. That's true, right? Because Oz, like, that was one of his, he wanted to go to Italy and shit like that, right?
So, that's why you were learning. What were you learning?
That's why he was French. He was learning French.
No, he was learning Italian.
I'm learning Italian.
He was learning Italian to go to France.
And, no, I still want to.
It was opposite of something, whatever it was.
And the language you need to learn overseas is French, because every country speaks French.
Well, not
because
every country.
The French, like at one point, you know, ruled all of that, right?
I get that.
Yeah, but also 87% of Italian can also be understood by Spanish. And 64% by French. So the words are similar.
Are you just pulling these stats out of your ass?
No, I read that.
The 64% of the Italians.
No, a lot of words in Spanish and Italian translate the same. So
that's great.
Great.
That's great. That's
continue
question
on
here.
Questions.
What year did Australia become a federation? Closest wins.
Oh, fucking A. I don't know. 1838. I don't know.
I'm going to say... 1837.
The correct answer is 1901.
Oh, son of a bitch!
A point for Taff.
Ah, in your face. In your face, youngster.
Oh, Jay, I think Dale would get this one. I don't know. I need the correct answer on this one. Number two. It just says Q2, so I'm assuming that means question. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. What is the name of the Aussie who starred as Crocodile Dundee?
Paul Hogan.
It is Paul Hogan.
Fucker.
I used to like to watch
that's
the Paul
Hogan knife. That's
I used to
annoying.
Like to watch the Paul Hogan show. He used to have his own.
His own show.
Good show.
Well, they played it here in America. It's like Benny. It came on, I think, after Benny Hill and stuff like that. It was a pretty funny show. That's how I know him as. I don't know. It's Crocodile.
Yeah, no, that's a knife.
Number three. Ozzy is for Dale. What are you doing over there, Jay?
Oh, sorry. I was...
No, you're in my ear though. It's loud. Thanks.
Sorry. Dale's in. You're in Dale's ear.
Yeah.
Hey, Warm Taffy.
Hey.
How's it? Aussie rules football is one of the most popular sports down under. How many players, this is only closest, how many players per team on a field during the game? So how many players on a field during a game for each, per team?
Per team?
Per team.
I don't know this. I think it's
closest to. Well, football, NFL has 11 on each side.
Right. So I'm
baseball nine.
Right. I'm thinking it's 10.
Final answer.
I guess I didn't get it right, did I?
Well, you didn't guess it right on the nose. No, you didn't.
Okay. Yeah, I might as well.
Okay, and Jay?
All right. Well, I was going to say 10 as well, but since that isn't the right answer, I have to go
that
above.
That would be a T, as in tie.
Or below. I'm going to say 11.
The correct answer is 18.
Woohoo!
Dude, man.
18 on a team?
Yeah, that's a lot of people on the field at once.
I didn't make the rules.
So that's 36 people out there fucking
36
around?
36 people fucking around, yeah.
Wow.
It's a big. It's almost like a soccer field, though. It's a big field.
Yeah, yeah, but
still, it's a shit ton of people.
It's not like an NFL field. Plus you got people laying there bleeding out too.
So you can't sub people. You just have 18
Everybody,
people.
Everybody, you guys, eight.
Because you watch that sport. You know, here we got you know NFL. We made it safe.
Yeah,
which is great. But like a quarterback, I made a complaint last week on Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. I don't think when the quarterback leaves the pocket and runs, I don't think he should be able to save himself by sliding. Once he's in the open, he's the player. If you want, because I'm not just saying this because Philip Rivers is the least mobile quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't like the sliding thing.
Yep.
I don't like it. So like you watch Australian rules football. Yep. They're wearing cleats, and that's it. And they're beating the snot. They're beating the snot out of each other.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right, 2-1.
Anyway, number four. This is for Jay. Australia is made up of 6 states and 2 territories. Can you name 4 of them?
This state is made up of...
No, Australia is made up of 6 states and 2 territories.
Fuck.
Can you name 4 of them? And they're pretty... You guys should get all 6, to be honest with you.
Who's going to get all 6?
I would have already been done with the question, and we've been moving on to question number 5.
Queensland. And,
yeah. I'm not going to tell you if you're right or not.
The Outback.
Is that an actual name? Is that really an actual name?
That's a restaurant. Go ahead.
Hungry Jack's.
Hungry Jack's.
Oh, of course, Foster's.
Foster's Brewery. Come get us swords.
Australian for a beer.
Yeah.
Sydney. It's definitely a state and a city. It's like a New York kind of thing. That's all I got. I don't know.
All right. I'm going to give Dale a hint. You got one right at that whole bunch.
Yeah. Queensland and Northwest Territory.
What'd you say?
Northwest Territory. Isn't that one of them? Isn't that a territory?
They have 2 territories, but Northwest is not one of them.
Oh, crap. All right.
You were close.
Southwest Territory?
No.
West Territory?
Come on, he's just going to guess all different directions. That's not
right,
fair.
Western Australia, that's one.
All right. Okay, yeah.
Western Australia.
You already said Queensland, though, right?
Right, and Queensland. So that's 2. That's all I need.
That's all you need. But
the question's 4. Name 4.
I used to have a hat.
But no, I said before you start, I go, I'll take who gets the most correct answer.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Okay, so I got to take who gets the most CAs.
So I got 2 right, so fuck you.
Let's go on.
So it's all 6. I don't want to.
Okay, we're to 4.
I won. That's all I care about.
It's the Queensland.
Uh-huh.
New South Wales.
Uh-huh.
Victoria. South Australia, Western Australia, Tasmania, Northern Territory, Australian Capital Territory.
What was the last one?
Australian Capital Territory.
They really could have done better with these names.
Oh. So that's 2-2.
Well, I knew Victoria and New South Wales. I should have, but I forgot.
But to be fair, it's a country made up of convicts.
So there you go.
Right? Right? I'm not saying.
Wow.
We're gonna call this South Australia because it's the south part of it.
Why are people so sensitive now?
I don't know.
I didn't.
Well,
I'm just stating the whole Brigham Young thing was fact.
Everything's got to be.
What was
so
Australia?
PC
what was Australia originally?
That's right.
Where did they send people?
Okay, that's right.
I think Papillon's still
two
there.
So 2-2. Whose turn is it now?
No, it's 2-2.
My turn.
We've only had four questions.
It's 2-2, right?
All right.
Yeah, 2-2.
This is, and I'll take the closest.
This is me, right?
Yeah. What percent of Australians live within 50 kilometers, 30 miles of the coastline? Closest wins.
What percentage?
What percentage of Australians?
I'll say...
Of course, though, that might go down depending on how busy shark season is.
Yeah, all right. I'll say...
Again, people are going to get mad, but I watch Shark Week.
Yeah. I'll say... Son of a bitch, because it's a long...
Nope, that's not it. You know, okay, instead of saying son of a bitch, you just go SOB.
No. I'll 51%.
51%. Jeremiah?
I'm going to say 52%. I think it's real high, like 90%, but I'm going to say 52%.
The correct answer is 85%.
Holy shit.
Why would you want to live in the desert where the voice lives?
Like, what the fuck? I don't
know. Where you have to love your woman 365 days out of the year. I'm just kidding.
Well, I hear Moses is out there, so you got that going for you.
That's true. Yeah.
Moses and his Sheilas. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, this is for Jay, and this is come down the
question six.
So if I get this right, I win. Right, we win the game.
Yeah. Fight me.
All right, closest. In what year did our Prime Minister Harold Hoyt, HH for us people in Australia, disappear while swimming in the ocean, never to be seen again? Speaking of sharks,
what?
What year?
Fucking crazy. Harold Hoyt?
Harold Hoyt.
Put down your phone.
Prime Minister disappeared while swimming in the ocean.
Put down your phone.
Fuck.
Nope, that's not correct.
Oh, yeah. Why he's looking on his phone. He should have a freaking time limit, cheating bastard.
I'm not cheating. I'm trying to fucking...
Well, then just come up with a year.
Who the fuck is Harold Hoyt?
No, I'm still doing his working.
He's the Prime Minister of Australia that was swimming.
I get it, but...
and got probably eaten by some sharks.
Oh my god!
Hang on a second.
Well, you know, maybe it wasn't. It's a continent.
Come
that was
on,
built
pick a
from
year
prisoners.
There, Skippy.
Fuck. I feel like I would have seen it on the news if it happened recently. So it didn't happen while I was alive. So I'm going to say 1960.
1960. That was before.
1961.
So Dale said 1961.
61.
Yes, since he and the correct answer is 1967.
No!
Oh!
So we have a tie. So what do we do here? I don't have an extra question.
You don't have a bonus breaker. Question? Oh, it's in a tie again.
Wow.
Two weeks
ties.
Since I didn't read it in the paper.
Oh.
I'm gonna say 1960.
Oh, the little SW gift.
That's from Steve Drew from Brisbane, Australia. Brisbane? Is it really? Is it really sure it's Brisbane?
It's Brisbane.
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 Brisbane. Brisbane.
All right. Well, on that, we should close
Brisbane,
out. The
Australia.
We should close out the show. If you'd like to give us a call, you can.
I'm going to change my name to Yakface.
Our number is 510-69-TAFFY. Once again, that's
510-69-TAFFY. The locals just call it Bane.
That's what I'm thinking of, Bane.
Bane, huh?
I'm Batman. I'm Bane.
What are you doing? You can email us at marriedmanpodcast.
From one of your favorite actors?
Yeah, Bane in that.
Well, yeah, Bane from Batman. Michael Keaton played Batman. I'm Batman.
Yes, Michael Keaton.
Not the Christian Bale Batman. Well, he's like a smoker. No.
Swear to me.
Light me.
Hold on a second. I can't run as fast as I used to. I'm up to 7 packs a day. I keep tripping over my oxygen tank.
And I apologize if you have an oxygen tank because you smoke. Again, I'm being insensitive today. I'm
just going to stay at home and blaze one up, eat some Cheetos.
Why is there so much tax on cigarettes? Alfred!
All right. You can email us at marriedman.
You're the midnight smoker.
Is he transporting some weed that I might want to stop
him? You're a joker. You're a toker. You're a midnight smoker.
I know this is really funny, but you guys are doing it so loud. It's just like it's overloading the microphone. So it's just like a bunch of jarbled mess.
Now you're saying people that smoke are a jarvel mess. Who the hell? I remember when smoking was okay. Sure. Superheroes can't smoke.
Never catch Superman smoking, little bastard.
Oh, I can fly. Big deal.
I got some coupon for some Camels, man. Those are terrible.
Yeah. I remember when Lucky Strikes were the best. No filter. Used to have to roll my own cigarettes when I was in training. I'm not going to tell you what Robin used to smoke.
We used to smoke our own shit. We'd eat weed and smoke our own shit. And when people said it was some good shit, it was. It was some good shit.
Why do you wear that mask? So nobody can see who I'm smoking.
I'm smoking shit.
Yeah. Can't even smoke in my own house anymore. Ah! Need another bat cave. All right, we're done.
It's like downstairs, just can, a smoke.
You can email us at marriedmanpodcast@
and smoke.
fucking secondhand smoke and kill Alfred.
Yeah.
Gotta go to the Batcave to
once
smoke.
Again, you can email us at marriedmanpodcast@
smoking. Please stop saying, fuck you, Alfred. I gotta smoke. It's a habit. Anyway, could you continue?
Also, we want to thank special people that contribute a significant amount to our show. Through...
We want to thank Mar Pearl.
I thought you were going to say Olympics.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Can you finish
and those
this
people
up?
People are Tack from Tokyo.
Podcast to do, Jay. Could you finish this up?
Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Richter. Thank you very much for your contributions, and thank you to all of the people that contribute to us over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Which again, that's patreon.com/JayandJack. Thank you to all those patrons that make this show possible. And sorry that your investment was not returned as well this week on the Married Man Show.
$44 for a carton.
That is it for the Married Man Show. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, you pisky poor Italiano. Yo no so.
We. Okay, that's it.